So I think we'll, at this point, try to convene the public comment session. The procedures of the board allow for a public comment period during each of the board meetings. I think we have six guest speakers today, and we look forward to hearing from each of them. I think each is, we're going to ask them to speak for about 5 minutes each, and in large measure, we probably will not respond to each of the speakers individually, but we will certainly reflect upon the thoughts that they've conveyed to us. I'd like to ask our first speaker, Mr. Dennis O'Neill, if he would join us at this point.
Good afternoon. I very much appreciate the opportunity to address the Board of Trustees here. My name is Dennis O'Neill. I am the Executive Director of the University Village Association, which is a community organization that was started in 1981 to represent the interests of the residents that live in our community here. I wanted to talk about four things. And I was thinking about what order to put these four words in. And I came up with this order: mission, money, leadership, and legacy. When people have a well-defined mission, money often follows. That's really important. And it's important that the University of Illinois define its mission. The second two words, leadership and legacy, are closely related as well. Strong leadership leads to lasting legacy. And when you look at those concepts, mission and money, they're there for a very specific, they're in that order for a specific reason. Money follows the mission. Money always follows the mission. And legacy always follows leadership. Whether you're talking about individuals, families, cities, societies, we need to think locally and globally. There's one other word I'd like to talk about: corruption. We seem in this state to have an institutional corruption in both parties. It's been very, very costly to this state. Personally, to people who have lost families, like the Willis family, for example, who lost their children when their van exploded, because somebody saw fit in this state to sell driver's licenses to raise money for politics. That's abhorrent. The decisions that are made by people here can determine the future of the state of Illinois. It can really determine the future of the state of Illinois. We are sitting here facing an incredible, incredible situation with a lack of political will to solve substantial problems. And yet, we have an incredible, incredible asset in this state called the University of Illinois. It's not the University of Urbana-Champaign. It's certainly not the University of Chicago, because we have a University of Chicago here. It is internationally recognized as a powerhouse. A powerhouse. We need in this state to take advantage of the assets that we have. We are sitting in a global city that, due to the leadership of a very, very, very important family, the Daley family, has transformed this city in 20 short years. 20 short years. From a city that could have taken a very, very different path. Due to the leadership of one man, Mayor Richard M. Daley, he has transformed this city, depending on which survey. Many well-respected surveys, which one you believe, into a top 10 global city. Profound, absolutely profound. And he did it by taking advantage of the assets we have here. I want to tell you a little bit about my personal background, briefly.
Dennis, I think we're running out of time. There's so many other people who would like to share their thoughts with us as well. If you could wrap up.
I would.
That would be terrific.
I would like to wrap up. Mission, money, leadership, and legacy. I love this city. My great, great grandfather, Dennis O'Neill, who I'm named after, came to this country from Ireland and settled in Chicago. He didn't have an education. Didn't have one. He came over in the 1800s because he was poor. And he was one of the founding members of the Illinois Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 176. Still exists today. We believe he was actually killed. After all, we're in Chicago. He was trying to organize the Armour meatpacking plant on the south side.
Dennis,
I'll wrap it up.
Okay, that'd be great.
His son, my grandfather, became an electrician also. My father became a professor of electrical engineering. There's a profound, profound difference. He's published in respected journals, and he happens to be a professor of biomedical engineering here at UIC. On my mother's side of the family, my great aunt, her name was Elizabeth Kramer. We never addressed her that way. It was Sister Cervasha.
Dennis,
she died when I was a young man.
Do you think it would be appropriate if you and I met afterward? Because I'd love to hear the end of the story.
I would love to.
There's so many people.
She was a missionary nun that went to China. And she witnessed something phenomenal. She witnessed babies. Live babies. She wrote a beautiful account of her mission to China. She witnessed live female babies being thrown in fields alive to die.
So, Dennis, I think you and I should talk afterward. And
I would love to.
You need
I would
to
love
yield
to.
The floor to the
Thank
next
you.
Speaker.
I will.
Otherwise.
Thank I will.
You.
Thank you. Some people are mission motivated. Some people are money motivated. Some people are leaders, and some people leave lasting legacies. It is very important to this state that we get this right.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank
you. We appreciate
it.
Thank you very much. I'd like to call our next speaker, Ms. Lubia Nunez.
Good afternoon. My name is Lubia Nunez, and I am a senior majoring in sociology here at UIC. I appreciate the opportunity to tell you about some of my experiences with sustainability here at UIC and how they have affected me. I grew up on Chicago's Southwest Side in the Gage Park neighborhood. I had always heard that Chicago was a very diverse city, yet my experiences contradicted that claim. My family was one of the very first Latino residents in the neighborhood, yet as I grew, Latinos would become the majority. My elementary school would soon reflect this change as well. Each year, more of my classmates were Latino like me. It wasn't until I started high school that I noticed more diversity. I attended Curie Metro High School that is located in a predominantly Polish immigrant neighborhood. Though for me, this mix did not embody that famous Chicago diversity. However, when it came time to apply for colleges, UIC was a logical choice. Not only was it a great university located in my city and one of the top research universities in the country, but the praise UIC received for having a diverse student body was just what I was looking for. Finally, I would see for myself who made up the population of Chicago. At UIC, I was surrounded by so many new ideals. I met people who were atheists, socialists, engineers, people who only lived in Chicago during their semester and then flew back to their home country. Looking back now, it is no wonder that another ideal I came across rather quickly was sustainability. For me, sustainability was a new concept. I didn't know what it meant until my second year at UIC. I read articles in newspapers talking about going green and people who chose eco-friendly lifestyles, yet I didn't know what that stood for. But at school, I saw students not sorting their items when using recycling bins and faculty leaving their office lights on when they weren't in their office. Were there any people who were actually environmentalists here on campus? Were there any recycling bins if no one was recycling? Seeking answers to my questions, I looked to the student organizations on campus. I figured since this was a popular trend, I was bound to find some people who were as interested in the environment as I was becoming. In my quest, I discovered a student organization called EcoCampus, a small group that met weekly to talk about different environmental issues. I registered for Earth and Environmental Sciences classes and was eager to learn more. I was so excited when I went to my first meeting and took my first classes, yet I was a little discouraged that these were the only resources available to UIC students for information about the environment. I was surprised that there weren't more interest groups until I received a mass email that caught my attention. It was for a student position as a recycling assistant with UIC Recycling in the newly formed Office of Sustainability. I applied with eager interest to learn about recycling and figured that I might learn more about being eco-friendly along the way. Right after being offered and accepting the position, I was immersed in aspects of sustainability that I had never considered, like energy conservation, in addition to learning the ins and outs of recycling. I learned all the terminology, worked with my coworker to audit buildings where recycling rates were low, and worked to keep our bins clearly marked to make recycling more efficient. As time went on and new sustainable projects arose, I began to see the power of the interactions between the students and the campus administration. I saw how influential students were becoming I saw how informed students were becoming through these projects, and their push to learn more challenged us to be more creative and challenged me to learn more. As the Sustainability Committee Chair for the Student Center's Board, working directly with officials and other student leaders on sustainable initiatives have made me a part of these interactions. I began to see UIC as a mini model for how larger institutions could work to be more sustainable, where officials in charge would hear their constituents and actually implement their suggestions. Hopeful as that may be, the interactions between the Office of Sustainability, administrators, and UIC students keep my hopes alive. 2 years after beginning my adventure with UIC Recycling, the support for sustainability has incredible momentum. Our recycling rates have increased by 19% since 2008 due to a combination of increased awareness and participation on campus, as well as strategies for waste management that have contributed to the success of the program. And UIC has participated the past 2 years in Recyclemania, a national competition between universities and colleges to promote waste reduction activities on campus. The sustainable transformations I saw on campus, from something as small as new recycling bins and posters for recycling, to larger projects as the geothermal technology and the reconstruction of Lincoln Hall to meet LEED Silver requirements. I believe that having these examples for students to see inspires them to be more conscious of their actions when they leave UIC. More student organizations such as UIC's Garden Club and Green Youth Movement educate and foster an understanding of what it means to be an environmentalist. My dedication to sustainability is, in all its forms, is unwavering. I believe in